What's going on, everybody? So this week I did a very quick and simple improv video on YouTube. Just something nice, quick and simple that I wanted to put out there. So I figured I'd do a nice, quick and simple podcast for you all today. Something very helpful. I get a lot of questions about plant-based diets and different diets that might help with eye floaters. I like to let you all know that, and I know a lot of you do know, but I have been getting a lot of people off of Spotify that have not been on the at World of Floaters Instagram yet. So they have no idea of who I am yet. And they're finding me on Spotify. And you might be listening to this right now and you might have found me on Spotify. And that's awesome. That's letting me know that these podcasts are getting out there. Anyways, I'm not a doctor. That's something that you should know. That's first and foremost. Secondly, I let you know what I've experienced, what I've done, and what I feel like has helped me. And since I keep getting questions about diets and plant-based diets, and they ask me, does it help with eye floaters? I'd say, yeah. All the research that I've done points to plant-based diets helping with eye health in general. So if you eat a lot of vegetables, that's good for your eye. There's a lot of vitamins and your eye absorbs the vitamins through your liver, right? So going vegan is definitely good for the eyes. I don't see why it wouldn't be. However, when I was vegan last year for 8 months, I will say this. I still noticed the eye floaters quite a bit. And I'm not sure if it was necessarily helping or not. But I did feel good while I was vegan, and I felt very clean and pure. But I do think that I did it wrong, and I probably should have been taking more multivitamins daily, B12 and things like that. I'll tell you what I feel like has been helping me a lot and what did help. I did water fasting for 3 days, and I felt like while I was water fasting, I was able to like ignore the floaters much more. Like it was as if I was more focused. I'm not sure if maybe because my body was so hungry that maybe it was like feasting on my impurities, and eye floaters being an impurity in the eye, maybe it was eating that up, because after all those are clumped up proteins, and maybe that can be something that helps you. Try water fasting for 3 days. I did it. I thought it helped. And also something that I'm doing right now currently daily is I'm taking CBD, 1 milliliter of CBD oil, which is a cannabis product, every morning. And I'm taking it like a vitamin. And I do feel like that's been helping me. My eye floaters really have not been bothering me much. Like not really at all lately. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of weird. I'm going to see where this takes me and where this goes. Right now, I have to say, for the last week, I've been noticing, like, man, I don't want to say my eye floaters are gone, but I'm not noticing them that much, honestly. Anyways, y'all, that's my quick podcast, and that's the quick get down on my take on a plant-based diet. Water fasting and CBD oil. Anyways, follow the Instagram at World of Floaters. If you're listening to this on Spotify, don't forget to follow it. I do drop new podcasts as often as possible. Information, research, and things that could help the eye floater community. And yeah, I guess that's it for now. Anyways, I'll talk to you later. Gone.